Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 10th of December, and I'm recording at 9:35 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, stock markets, well, a quiet day, softer action generally. Here, let's start with Asia. Now, Japan, the indices were barely changed. They were mixed. I see the Topix was actually up a fraction, but the others were slightly easier on the day. Also, similar to action with the China indices, it's very fractionally down on the day. Now, elsewhere, we had most of the times India. Again, India, similar sort of situation. Very, very small decline here, backing off its new all-time high. And a few gainers. So I mentioned Topix, the China CSI, Malaysia. Malaysia was interesting. Only a small gain in here today, but it's actually the only ASEAN index that I'm aware of that's hit a new high, or the only ASEAN country that I'm aware of that's hit a new high, whereas although Thailand and Indonesia stock markets were higher today, particularly JCI Indonesia, it was up nearly 1.5%, but their performances have been weak. So is the Philippines. And I felt that was sobering because, for instance, something like Indonesia, there's a vast, well, Thailand and the Philippines had much, much bigger gains from their 2008, 4Q 2008 lows than Malaysia. So I felt that their performances were more significant. And an old saying which veteran subscribers will recall is that the leaders usually lead in both directions. So I felt it was a caution sign for global stock markets that Jakarta and Thailand, or Indonesia, Thailand, and the Philippines had peaked. And Singapore has been soft the last couple of days. I know they had those riots in the, what was it called, the Little India section, I think, of Singapore, when a bus had killed managed to kill an Indian there, but again, surprisingly weak overall. Now, elsewhere in these stock markets, European markets were all a little bit easier, but they're fairly small. Well, a couple of them are above the 1% level, and the Euro stocks is not far off 1% decline. So giving up part of yesterday's gains overall, and remember, a number of these indices had broken down out of trading ranges. So this is not a great performance in here right now. It's at minimum, it's a continuing short-term corrective phase. Now, Wall Street, again, Wall Street started out firmer on the day, and I'll see if I can still catch that futures contract, give you an idea. Yeah, for instance, the S&P December futures contract, that had, in pre-markets, that had gotten up to 1811, or 1811, and 0.5, to be precise, but it is trading after hours here at 1803, so well off that high. And but only small declines for the U.S. indices of a third of a percent or less. But again, they overextended, overbought, looking tired. Canada fraction higher, so is Mexico. Brazil fraction lower here. All right, now the more interesting things, not quite yet, go on to the government bonds. And yeah, well, this is interesting, actually. These yields are lower. The U.S. 10-year has just dropped below that, back below that 2.8 level. So again, I wouldn't be surprised if it isn't the Fed which is helping to keep those rates under control, and that's very important for them. They certainly don't want to see that 10-year breaking up above the 3%, I would continue to suggest. I think it's at 2.79 and a half, so only slightly below the 2.8. Now, also, the dollar index has been slipping. The dollar has been slipping generally, and the dollar index is back below the 80 level here. And against European currencies, we've got the euro up at 1.3763 against the dollar. Now, you remember a couple of months ago in October that got up above the 138 level very, very briefly. And then I think Mario Draghi helped to nudge it back down. So I would think we're near the end of this rally for the euro in all probability. We also had sterling a bit firmer at 1.64 and a half, and also the Australian dollar, not a big gain, but it's picked up a little bit against the US. It's at 0.9154. I didn't look at the Indian rupee today. That's let's have a look at that as I bring that up on the screen. And well, this is good. It's actually lower, bigger part. Well, fewer rupees to the dollar. So let me rephrase that. It's good because the European rupee is quite strong in here, and it has been since we had the new central bank governor come in back in. I think at the beginning of September, and at its high against the US dollar, we had back on the 28th of August, we had 68.845 rupees to the US dollar, and that's the highest it's ever been. Well, in here today, now we're at 61.0375, so it's well off that high, and I think that earlier comments, I think again from the Bank of India governor, were saying that something in the 60 to 62 range would be desirable, and I think he felt indicated that he felt that a move below 60 would be a little bit too strong for the Indian currency. But the really interesting story there is the election news, the recent election news. But I've talked about that a lot, and you know about that all. But exciting proposition here to think that we could have quite a strong, economically savvy government in charge, and hopefully with much, much less corruption taking place. Okay, now, not quite last, but not least, but definitely not least, a good rally here in the precious metals today. Gold is up nearly $21. It's at 1261, and silver is back up above 20. It's up 67 and a half cents as I speak. Still trading after hours, but that's taken silver up to $20.37. Now, what's interesting, and also platinum had a good gain in here, up over $19. But now Owen's posting these charts, and you'll want to have a look. Of course, you can see them in the library at any time, but today's action is an upward dynamic, and what it also does is it validifies the key day reversals. You might remember last Wednesday we had those upside key day reversals in silver and gold. Well, I was just that was last Wednesday. I was disappointed on Thursday because they gave up a chunk of it and there was no further advance. But they held the silver did not see a move below the low on the key day reversal last Wednesday. And gold, I think a couple of days later, it moved just minimally, absolutely minimally, so inconsequentially below the key day low. But this action here just validates those signals and indicates that we still have at least, I emphasize, a short-term rally underway here in gold, silver, and platinum. And palladium's reasonably steady, but it's the other three that have the oversold positions. Then if I look at just about all the commodities here on one screen, again, the industrial metals are up again today. So that's getting a little bit more evidence of base building actually occurring. And it's a unfashionable, out of favor sector that usually does get a bit of a run in the latter part of bull market moves. And I think it would be prudent to say that Wall Street is very much in a late stage of its overall bull market move. Crude oil, a little bit firmer in here, particularly the WTI. That's back up to 98 and a half. That's up over a dollar here today. The WT, but the Brent rather is $11 higher, 109 and a half. But again, far more commodities up than down today. The only decliners that I can see, gasoline down a fraction, soybeans, wheat, and corn, slightly easier here today. So interesting. And then there's a little bit of speculation over what the Fed's going to do on the in terms of the QE. CNBC had an interesting discussion, the U.S. Section of it of that program had an interesting discussion this morning, London time, just talking about how they felt that the improving economic data in the U.S., which Jim O'Neill was talking about yesterday, although he didn't mention, I don't think he mentioned the Fed's QE in this context, but the CNBC comment was that the evidence has shifted in favor, perhaps, of a tapering this month. There would be a neatness to that because it's Bernanke's last time in the chair as he retires. Janet Yellen takes over, assuming she's approved and I by the Senate, and I do. So having introduced and started QE, if it might take a little of the heat off Janet Yellen if Bernanke goes out with a first minor tapering. But we'll see. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.